next on the 5 o'clock report.
I'm deeply sorry that I did that.
Needed a lot of rain, but we didn't need this much.
The diocese will file for bankruptcy. I think that's a done deal.
And it's crunch time. We actually start in the end of July getting ready for this.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Summer's last hurrah. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. The final official weekend of summer just around the corner, and we're going to definitely look and feel the part. High and dry, the weather words this weekend, folks. In fact, the next chance for rain, not until late Sunday or early Monday next week. By the end of this week, we're going to be above 80 degrees. Kevin Williams coming up. In Southeast Texas, a different story today. Relentless rains from a tropical storm turned roads into rivers. The suburbs of Houston have received nearly 30 inches of rain in 2 days.
The rain just came in and it didn't stop. It just kept on pouring and pouring.
The storm has spawned at least three twisters since making landfall on Tuesday. Today, Governor Greg Abbott declared the area a disaster. Hundreds of people have been rescued from the flood waters in Southeast Texas. Another apology today from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after he appeared in several photos in brown and black face.
I regret it deeply. I'm deeply sorry that I did that.
The Prime Minister just launched his re-election campaign. He says at the time, he didn't think it was racist.
Should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry.
Three photos have now emerged of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in racist makeup. The House Intelligence Committee held a closed-door hearing today on the handling of a whistleblower complaint. That complaint was reportedly made by an intelligence official concerned with a conversation President Trump had with a foreign leader. California Democrat Adam Schiff says the Justice Department has been blocking Congress from hearing that complaint.
We do not have the complaint. We do not know whether the press reports are accurate or inaccurate about the contents of that complaint.
President Trump called the report fake news. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapping up his trip to Saudi Arabia. Pompeo has called the attacks by Iran on two oil facilities there an act of war.
Pompeo said he was sent to the region to understand how U.S. allies view the Iranian threat, and he will take that information to President Trump.
I think I'll be able to give the president some important information about how it is we should think about proceeding.
Pompeo said the U.S. is seeking a peaceful resolution.
I was here in an act of diplomacy while the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war to fight to the last American. We're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace and a peaceful resolution of this.
But he also said Iran will be hit with more U.S. sanctions.
Tammy McCormick at the Pentagon tonight. Prosecutors say a former American Airlines mechanic accused of tampering with a plane may have ties to ISIS. The 60-year-old Iraqi man tweaked the navigation equipment on a plane in Miami that was bound for the Bahamas this past summer.
He sabotaged that plan knowing that these people could die.
That's counterterrorism expert Steve Rogers.
He committed a terrorist act. He terrorized people, obviously terrorized the airlines. I thought about it saying, wow, you can't even go on a plane now thinking one of their employees may be radicalized and commit such an act. That's terrorism.
Officials thought the criminal act at first was related to a labor dispute, but now say the former American Airlines mechanic may have had more sinister plans in mind. The number of vaping-related illnesses in these United States climbing to 530. The CDC announcing today the number has dramatically increased from 380 last week. Most of the cases in young men across 38 states. Big day today at the Washington Monument. It reopened after a three-year facelift.
Come to D.C., that's what you want to see. And when you're up there and you can see kind of everything all over, it's just a great for people that live here and people that come from outside.
The Washington Monument was damaged 8 years ago by an earthquake in Washington, D.C. Still to come this Thursday, Tom Reed falls down. 3 Mile Island shuts down and taking aim at suicide.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. While this cut-and-paste weather is going to continue, one pretty day after another, right on into and through the weekend, high pressure is the reason for our good fortune. We'll lose the protection of that high early next week. That's our next chance of rain. That'll be Sunday night, Monday. In the meantime, for tonight, beautiful with a crystal clear sky for most. It will be cool again, though perhaps not quite as cool as recent nights. Low temps 40s and low 50s, and again, watch for that fog in the valleys late tonight, especially in the Twin Tiers. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, beautiful days. Plenty of sunshine and warm. The high Friday, 70s to near 80. And the upper 70s to the middle 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Partly to mostly sunny and warm.
We'll take it. Thank you much, Kevin Williams. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Thursday, September 19th, Southern Tier Congressman Tom Reed collapsing inside the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. earlier this afternoon. He was just about to go on the air with Fox Business when it happened. The congressman is okay, we're told. He was seen talking to Capitol Police right after his collapse. A priest from Western New York says the Buffalo Diocese just days away from declaring bankruptcy. Pastor Paul Seil is at St. Bernadette's Church in Orchard Park.
I think probably the diocese will file for bankruptcy within the next probably 7 to 10 days. I think that's a done deal.
Pastor Seil says bankruptcy is an escape route for the Catholic Church, and the victims of priest abuse are victimized again.
The thing, too, about this bankruptcy thing is the victims then will not have a chance to tell their stories. And if we do file for bankruptcy, what will be the victim's channel for kind of speaking of their grief? Where are the victims in all of this?
Seil says bankruptcy essentially wipes the slate clean for the Buffalo Diocese. Last week, the Rochester Diocese became the first diocese in New York to file for bankruptcy protection under New York's new Child Victims Act. Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island, that's going to shut down tomorrow. The clouds of steam that billowed over that plant for more than 40 years will slowly begin to fade on Friday. Operations will cease at noon after the state of Pennsylvania refused to step in and help out that cash-strapped plant near Harrisburg. Of course, Three Mile Island, the scene of one of the worst nuclear accidents ever. That was back in 1979. The plant employs around 630 people. Taking aim at suicide in the Commonwealth. Today, Republican Representative Dawn Kiefer took the wraps off a measure that stiffens penalties for those who encourage or aid in a suicide.
We need to send a message to these disturbed people, encouraging and guiding others to commit suicide. Our society will not tolerate these arcane and insensible actions.
Sean's Law is named after Sean Chateau, the 25-year-old York County woman who killed herself back in May after getting step-by-step instructions from an online chat forum. More and more families opting to homeschool their kids in New York because of the state's controversial decision to remove the religious exemption for childhood vaccinations.
Immediately after the shock wore off, we knew that I was going to stay home and homeschool.
That's Hamburg, New York, Susan Walterich. She left her job as a full-time librarian to homeschool her son because of the state's new vaccine law.
It's hard to defend the religious because I don't belong to a organized religion. But at the same time, I really do feel like this is my one of my strongest beliefs.
Meantime, at the Lindenville Central School in Orleans County, New York, Kimberly Russo says her daughter Grace was removed from school yesterday because of their choice not to vaccinate.
You know, they always talk about, you know, no kid gets left behind. Well, what about Grace Russo? She's left behind now.
The Lindenville School District says that family will have to homeschool. The Russos say that's not an option for them because of their employment situation. A state senator from Brooklyn says college athletes should be compensated with more than just a scholarship for hitting both the field and the books.
My legislation will allow student athletes across the state of New York to get paid for their names, their images, their likenesses, and they can do all of this while still receiving their scholarship.
Kevin Parker says his legislation would also include what he calls a quality of life fund
to help ensure the financial stability of student athletes after they graduate if they unfortunately get severely injured.
Parker says a lot of these student athletes are generating millions of dollars to the universities where they play, and it's only fair for those schools to spread the wealth by paying their student athletes. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolani.
Not a lot of change on Wall Street as investors check their optimism today over renewed U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow was down 52 points, the Nasdaq gained 6, and the S&P 500 was flat. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. How long would it take for your kitchen to go from pretty clean to having health inspectors banging on your door? Well, for many people, it depends on how many kids you have, and you may not realize you have a problem until the neighbors complain about the smell. The point is, if you ignore messes, they can become overwhelming and start to stink. Now, that doesn't happen all at once. It builds over time. But you can control it if you pay attention to it and clean up the messes. The same is true with spending. If you ignore it, it can get out of hand. Before you know it, spending becomes overspending, and pretty soon you're in a deep financial mess called debt. But if you create a spending plan and only spend what you plan for, your messes will be minor and you'll come out smelling like a rose.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. History. The Braves' Ronald Acuna Jr. became just the third player in baseball history to reach the 40-homer mark while 21 years old or younger in Atlanta's 5-4 win against Philadelphia. The win clinches the Braves' playoff spot. The Phillies, 3.5 out of the National League wild card. Mets are 3 out. They're idle tonight. Buccos falling in 11 to Seattle, 6-5. American League. Indians are half game out at home, out of the playoffs, that is. They're at home against the Tigers. If they want to play anyone, it's Detroit. They've beaten them 16 straight times. Twins hosting the Royals. Yankees take the field, needing only one more victory to secure their first division crown since 2012 and their 21st 100-win season. But Yankee right-hander Domingo Germán has been placed on administrative leave under the domestic violence policy. No details made public. Thursday night football, Titans and Jaguars tonight, week 3 of the NFL. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. While this cut-and-paste weather is going to continue, one pretty day after another, right on into and through the weekend, high pressure is the reason for our good fortune. We'll lose the protection of that high early next week. That's our next chance of rain. That'll be Sunday night, Monday. In the meantime, for tonight, beautiful with a crystal clear sky for most. It will be cool again, though perhaps not quite as cool as recent nights. Low temps, 40s and low 50s. And again, watch for that fog in the valleys late tonight, especially in the Twin Tiers. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, beautiful days. Plenty of sunshine and warm. The high Friday, 70s to near 80. And the upper 70s to the middle 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Partly to mostly sunny and warm.
We will take it. Thank you, Kevin Williams. Finally at 5, summer's sizzle may be sticking around this weekend, but the autumn air that's lurking nearby won't be too much longer, folks. And nothing says autumn quite like the Iron Kettle Farm. Kander, New York.
It's crunch time. This is our test weekend opening up. We actually start in the end of July getting ready for this.
Owner Jen Jennison says this year marks the 50th anniversary at the Iron Kettle Farm.
This is like our grand finale of the year. Just trying to make sure everybody has a good time, being friendly with them, and just, you know, it's exciting.
It's jam-packed, too, with family fun like hay rides, a petting zoo, spook barns, corn mazes, and, of course, pumpkin picking.
It's just tradition. That's what we really like, is people to come out and have some family traditions here at the farm.
Jen Jennison says the Iron Kettle Farm, more than just a destination for many, part of their childhood.
They remember coming when they were a kid, and they're now bringing their grandkids here. It's just, we want families to have a good time and just enjoy the simple stuff.
The simple stuff, some of the best stuff, too. And if you go this weekend, check out those pumpkin whoopie pies at the Iron Kettle Farm in Kander, New York.
Tis the season for pumpkin spiced everything.
Pumpkin, it's coming, folks.
Yay.
Look out!